The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Since Mangle Mush had a mental breakdown yesterday in the YouTube chat, we decided to get Susan Crabtree on the show today. She'll be on at 5 p.m., Matt DeSantis. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Good. So we'll talk to her about that. And we'll talk about Sydney Sweeney as well. Are you a fan of Sydney Sweeney, Matt DeSantis? I know she's a woman, so I'm not quite sure if that is,
What does that even mean? Yeah, I like Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, okay.
Big fan of her work.
A big fan of her work. Now, you mentioned something that I found curious. We're talking about the actress who's in the jeans ad for American Eagle jeans, and now it's being compared to Nazi propaganda. But you mentioned that the left's been coming for her for quite some time. I had no idea about that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so back in 2023, she attended a family party in Idaho, and there were a bunch of people in attendance. It was basically her and her family and some friends, but they were wearing MAGA inspired hats that said "Make 60 Great Again." There were some people wearing Blue Lives Matter shirts. They were all in cowboy hats, and I remember people who were chronically online were melting down over the fact that she was tangentially aligned with the Trump campaign. Obviously, she never endorsed during the election, and it sounds like they were just having fun at a family party. And but for whatever reason, the left has I think kind of hated her ever since, because she never flat out came out and apologized or denounced Trump, which is what they what the far left on X usually likes to see. They want to see somebody bow down to their power. But to her credit, from what I remember, she never really denounced Trump or made any sort of political statement I dislike Trump and I love Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She kind of just distanced herself from it and moved on.
Wow, interesting. So we showed a picture yesterday of the jeans ad. There's a few of them. There's some that are visual. There's some that are kind of, video, and they're all over social media. You may not be aware of the controversy of this, but Salon, some producer at MSNBC, they both wrote articles about how this means that whiteness in America is basically the dominant again. It's all about the whiteness. And this is why people hate the left. I mean, I can't even stress this enough. But do we have on our YouTube chat, just out of curiosity, do we have a Sydney Sweeney picture of her in the jeans or something we could put up to show a visual?
I'm actually sending Justin the Sydney Sweeney commercial right now, so we'll have the whole thing in a second.
All right. And basically, here's two thoughts on this. Number one, what I said yesterday was this is officially the end of woke, because here you have this beautiful woman who's a woman. She doesn't have a penis. She's a woman. And she's not a guy pretending to be a woman, and she's attractive, and they're owning the attractiveness of this, and they're putting it out there, and I said this was great. I had no idea the ensuing controversy, because I have a normal brain. So my brain functions like a normal human being, and yours does too, most likely. So you probably would not have thought this either. You probably would not have thought to yourself, okay, all right, so let's put it up on YouTube right now. And since there's a delay, Justin, do me a favor.
My body's composition.
Oh, there we go.
Is determined by my genes.
Okay.
Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has her genes.
Genes. G-E-N-E-S. Crossed out. And then it says jeans. She writes jeans, J-E-A-N-S, okay? Jeans. So I have a normal brain because I have good genes from normal people who raised me. And so I did not think that this was Nazi propaganda or white supremacy. Because, again, I have a functioning normal brain. But there are a lot of people out there in America who don't. They are what we call crazy people, and they're on the left. And this is why everyone hates them, and this is why the Democrat Party is so unpopular. Some people might have been offended by the ad by saying it was a little too racy or sexy, but see, not me. I said this was great. This is good. We're celebrating beauty again. Years ago, Sports Illustrated had their swimsuit issue, and they had a dude on there. They had a big woman because we had to celebrate body size, and we should not be celebrating body size. I'm not saying we have to shame people, make them feel bad, but it's not healthy to be overweight. And I think as a society, we should have the courage to say that. It leads to all kinds of chronic diseases and illness and depression, and it's just not, it's not good. You shouldn't be fat. And, you know, I mean, like, we should say that as a society. You could choose to be, but these companies were celebrating this, and then it became the body positivity movement. And then if you dared to suggest that somebody should lose weight, you were a fattist, and you were fat shaming. And, you know, because the left always has to have their isms with everything. And again, since I have a normal brain, since my brain functions like a normal human being, I did not think, oh, my God, this is actually Nazi propaganda. And since you have a normal brain and your brain functions like a normal human being, you didn't think this either. But you go down the dark rabbit hole of TikTok and, oh, man, what you find. Luckily, we don't have to, because our friends at End Wokeness and Libs of TikTok have done that for us. And here's Cut 28. This is a woman triggered and outraged by the Sydney Sweeney ad. Take a listen.
Should we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
That is Nazi propaganda, okay? Nazi propaganda. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, Rich, but this is just some lone whack job on TikTok. First of all, no, because I went on there today doing my show prep. And oh, my God, there's so many people on there saying things like this. There's also one dude. He's pretty funny. He's a black guy. And he comes out. He goes, man, I there was so many curses in it. I couldn't grab it in time. And but maybe we'll do it for tomorrow's show. But the guy's like, I feel sorry for you white people. You can't catch a break. Like, everything you do is a blank, blank, blank racist, blank, 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 blank. It's pretty funny. It reminded me of the Trump dump, dump, dump guy. Anyway, if you're thinking, okay, this is just a person on TikTok, well, who cares? Good Morning America, which is owned by ABC, which is owned by Disney, which is owned by China. So the full parent company name is ABC Disney China. They also went there this morning. And in their morning update, as they explained the controversy around the Sydney Sweeney ad, they said this, Cut 27.
Time to check the pulse. We begin with the backlash over a new ad campaign featuring actor Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, the ads are for American Eagle, and the tagline is, Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Now, in one ad, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress talks about genes as in DNA being passed down from her parents.
The play on words is being compared to Nazi propaganda with racial undertones.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacism.
Despite that backlash, American Eagle stock has been soaring.
Okay. White supremacism. So genes are now racist. All right. Got it. White supremacism and Nazi propaganda. And it didn't stop there, because then there were several pieces that were written about this. And what they said was that this is about whiteness. And then you have to think about the current climate in America with Trump. And they only want blonde, blue eyed people. Now, as I'm saying this and realizing that I'm neither blonde nor blue eyed, I'm realizing how incredibly screwed I am in Trump's America, and I'm terrified. But luckily, I don't wear jean jackets. However, I do wear jeans. So perhaps the fact that I wear jeans will then make people believe that I'm blonde and blue eyed, and then I'll get a pass and I'll be able to stay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure. I don't know. But now I'm shaking. This is why everybody hates the left. I'm serious. This is why their polling is so low. Because of stuff like this. Because they find a way to make everything a freaking hair on fire, pearl clutching moment, and they start screaming and they start yelling racism, and it doesn't work anymore, but they're still doing it, and that's why everybody hates them. They're like the people that bring the worst fruitcake to a Christmas party, and like you still do it. It doesn't have an effect. Nobody's going to eat it, but they're still doing it year after year. They don't seem to get the memo. I don't know. Or the people that don't bring anything. That I don't understand. To me, I don't get that. You get invited to somebody's house, you just don't show up with something? To me, as an Italian, I can't. Like, literally, I get physically ill if I don't bring multiple things to somebody's house. Not just like one thing, but like multiple things, you know? But that, again, that's my upbringing, because I'm not blonde-haired and blue-eyed. I'm Italian with brown hair and green eyes. My skin's a little bit on the darker shade. Mama Zioli in the summertime, you should see her. She's Sicilian, we think. But anyway, the left's ability to make everything controversy is, at this point now, it's just a joke. I mean, it's just a hysterical joke. But you see the corporate media goes in on it too. And Axios writes a piece, and the MSNBC piece writes it, this whiteness in America and what this means. And all it does really is lead people to just turn around and go, you're absolutely insane. What did you say to me, Justin, about the septum piercing?
I was talking about the TikTok video that we played. And I basically said, the lady we showed, she has a septum piercing that looks like a cattle nose ring and the dead eye stare. I'm not surprised she has a terminally online type of take on the Sydney Sweeney ad.
Ah. Can you play that again of the woman now that you've said that? We can pay attention to it better.
Should we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
Nazi propaganda. So she has a what did you call it?
It's a septum piercing. It's the nose ring that looks like the same type of nose ring that you'd have on, like, a cow in the field. I know you're laughing because you think I'm talking about her weight, but I would make that reference if she was skinny or not.
I didn't say anything.
So she looks like a fat cow with a nose ring, basically, like a big fat cow in the field with a nose ring.
Hey, you said it, not me.
I knew somebody was going to say it.
And you could pull her by the nose ring and just get her back into the barn, where she could go whine about white supremacy and patriarchy and racism, right?
Very much so. I mean, that's the type of person that spends at least 12 hours a day on X just getting mad about everything.
Oh, she's not on X, Justin. She's not on Elon Musk's platform.
Oh, no, she's on Blue Sky.
Yeah, she's on Blue Sky or TikTok.
I think the video actually was from TikTok originally.
Yeah, it was End Wokeness on Twitter, yeah. on X, I think, found it. They just go on TikTok and hunt for these videos all day. It's great. I mean, it's great content. But
sadly, they're kind of easy to find. There's no shortage of these types of weirdos floating around on TikTok.
No. Maybe I'm too woke, one viral post read, but getting a blue-eyed, blonde, white woman and focusing your campaign around her having perfect genetics feels weird. Others describe the slogan as too close to master race. Master race propaganda, and said it echoed eugenics-era language used to validate and promote the superiority of white beauty. Eugenics movements in the United States. And then they also went on to say that it promotes white Christian nationalism as well. I don't know how. I mean, I didn't see anything religious in the ad, but American Eagle has not addressed the backlash directly. The campaign features Sweeney modeling in a limited edition Sydney Jean denim collection that benefits Crisis Text Line, a helpline for victims of domestic violence, along with AR filters. AI try-ons and massive 3D billboards in Times Square and Las Vegas. Despite the controversy, the campaign caused American Eagle stock to spike by as much as 16%. Analysts pointed to meme stock behavior, a viral surge driven by retail traders on Reddit and StockWits, not by fundamentals. StockTwits, excuse me. GameStop or AMC before it. AEO became a momentary favorite based on online buzz and speculation. That was one commenter summed up the tension around Sydney Sweeney as the following. It's not just about the jeans. It's about who gets to be the face of America's best jeans. Got it? Now, I don't think the ad says she has the best genes in America, but I'm going to go on record and say that if you're healthy at 27 and you look as good as Sydney Sweeney does, you have some pretty good genes. You have good genes. And when you go to a doctor, they ask you all kinds of questions. They put a thing in your face, a clipboard, right? They still have the clipboard. It's amazing. In the year 2025, still got the clipboard. You got to write down all these things. And the doctor evaluates and he goes, you've got good genes. I'm going to start turning around and going, okay, Dr. Mengele, you Nazi bastard. Be like, what? You said I have good genes. What, do you want to eradicate people that don't? No, I'm just saying, based on your family history, you're pretty good gene. Stop it, Hitler. I guess that's how you're supposed to respond. I'm not quite sure. There's that. And Sydney Sweeney's career now is on the rise. And she's getting a lot of publicity for this. And she deserves it. They should do a crisis helpline for people like that fat cow with the fat cow nose ring, don't you think? Like, she's going to need some mental crisis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying.
How did these people even come up with this stuff? Like, it boggles my mind that someone even thought about this originally. Like, that would never have crossed my mind in a million years, is to, like, create a big stir over, like, a homonym, basically.
Well, when you're constantly looking for something to be upset about, you gotta pull something out of nothing.
Who wants to live that way, though, where you need to be constantly enraged?
Apparently terminally online leftists do.
Yeah. And I think terminally online is exactly the point. They need to get outside and get some fresh air. Somebody needs to milk that woman and give her a walk in the field. You know what I mean? Just take her by the nose ring and get what?
Ugh.
Get her to walk around and, you know, have some. Clay Travis talked about young men who see the Democrats as blanks. He talked about trad wives and alpha males. This was an event at the University of Chicago. Trad wives and alpha males. And OutKick, which is now part of the Fox News family. And OutKick has Riley Gaines now. And I think Paula Scanlon, possibly. I'm not quite sure. But I know Clay retweeted a Paula Scanlon. Actually, it's very funny. Paula Scanlon put out a funny post. I'll grab that. We'll load it into YouTube at some point. But here's what Clay Travis said. Cut number three.
What I would start with is men aspire to be bigger, stronger, and faster than we are, almost universally. That's why superheroes are popular. That's why pro athletes are popular. Who is the most masculine Democrat right now in America?
And there's
Mayor Pete.
Is that a gay joke?
No. Mayor Pete. No. Well, no, it's just that he's not particularly masculine. Nobody's like, oh, Mayor Pete, he's a badass. Chuck Schumer. Is anybody like, hey, you know, Chuck Schumer holding up an avocado and a beer to talk about the Super Bowl? Is anybody like that trying to grill? Is anybody like, hey, that's a dude I want to hang out with?
But Trump's like a grandpa.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Trump took a bullet in his ear and immediately stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. Every man in America and most of the women out here were impressed by that, even if the women won't admit it. She's shaking her head strong. Second part of this, basically summing it up, Democrats for men are and Republicans
aren't. Democrats for men
are. There are no masculine men in the Democrat Party right now. And for a lot of young people are going to be upset. For a lot of young men, if you want to talk about what they're looking for, there is a wide range of masculinity that's popular on the internet right now.
Yeah, you know, I think too. One of the things that we probably need to understand about the state of manhood in America and the alpha male concept is that for the longest time, the left has said men are the problem, right? We are the problem. Alpha males, we're the problem. And we're just walking around. We're just looking to rape everybody. And you know, again, it's the leftist outrage about everything. Remember how he brought up superheroes, why superheroes are popular. So you remember the fake outrage around Superman? Some idiot from Variety, which is a Hollywood publication that nobody reads, created in his own mind this idea that MAGA was angry that Superman was an immigrant. And nobody in MAGA was having that conversation. So this guy literally in his own mind just created this. And he asked an actor in the movie, the guy who plays Green Lantern, about it. And he was like, he didn't know what he was talking about. So he made a joke like, it sounds like they need a hug. They asked James Gunn about it. And he was like, well, we love immigrants in this country. I don't know what the issue is. And we do love immigrants in this country, legal ones. That's like we do. We love people who are immigrants to this country who do it legally and do it the right way and become American citizens. We do love them. We embrace them. We're not looking to get rid. We're not looking to send me away because my grandfather's an immigrant to this country. And so therefore, I didn't come here on the freaking Mayflower. Although those people would technically be immigrants. But I digress. The point is that Superman, it turns out, is a white guy. And so then the Babylon Bee satires that, and then they said, or satirized that, and said that MAGA loves the fact that here we have this white immigrant who speaks perfect English and has assimilated perfectly into America. And they made a whole post about that, and it was hysterical. But that's the thing, is that the left, they look like idiots, and they make themselves out to be fools because they create these fake controversies, and then it just becomes rife for them to be lampooned because it's so stupid. But James Carville says they have a strong bench, a big bench, and a lot of those strong men on that bench. So let's talk about that, shall we, when we come back as we continue along here. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-County Auto and the incredible specials they have for you going on right now. Do you like driving American? I do. And my Jeep, which is made in Toledo, Ohio, and yes, I double-checked after the show yesterday, Navy Prepper, and it says it, made in the USA, Toledo, Ohio. I love driving American. I love the pride of that. But most importantly, what I love are the great savings at Tri-County Auto. Because even if you want to drive a Toyota, at Tri-County, you're going to have tremendous savings and great people who are there to take great care of you. And trust is everything in this lifetime, isn't it? So knowing that you're going to a place that supports this show and stands by us and what we do here every day and is also going to give you an incredible experience and things like Employee Pricing Plus. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Tri-County Auto, Employee Pricing Plus, everyone pays what the employees pay. You can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe for only $289 a month for 24 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. And if you're interested in Toyota, and more of those are built right here in America now, Toyota is making a massive investment in America. Oh, perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota right now. You can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. Check out the rugged new 2025 Tundra and finance for only 1.99% for 72 months. I mean, that's incredibly low interest rates. Or get $3,000 cash back. These offers won't last long. Stop into their showroom today. Look for the big American flags or visit them online at TriCountyCDJR.com to see more. TriCountyCDJR or TriCounty.com and they will take great care of you, and you will be so happy with the great work TriCounty LaSalleCounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So there's a bunch to chat about today. Big story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is going to give you the smile of your dreams. Remember, it's about care, not cost. Care is the issue. Thanks to Joe Snow for sending me this. American Eagle apologizes, replaces Sydney Sweeney with fat transgender double amputee of color. Very funny. From the Babylon Bee. What else? We have a lot to get to, from President Trump and the EU trade deal and all that. We're going to talk about that. And we have Susan Crabtree joining us at 5 o'clock today, so we'll chat with her. But I wanted to share. So James Carville thinks the Democrats have a lot of talent for 2020. He went on Fox News yesterday with Martha McCallum, and it was him and Karl Rove kind of debating this issue. And it's interesting to me because the Democrat Party doesn't listen to him. They don't listen to James Carville, and they don't listen to any of the other people that are trying to talk common sense for the Democrat Party. They call them boomers, David Axelrod and others, and they go, "Okay, boomer," and they tell them to shut up. All right. So here is James Carville, cut two.
I think the hand-wringing, while I agree that the image of the party is at an all-time low, there's a bucket load of talent coming online, and I don't think people quite realize how deep our bench actually is. I think it's extraordinarily deep, and I would put Rob certainly as one of the people on it.
All right, so Rahm Emanuel, who was the one who said the other day that he does not believe men can be women. Okay? Does not believe men can be women. And then he said, after he said that, he goes, "Now I got to go into witness protection." So the fact that he said that, he knows how unpopular that is with the Democrat Party right now. And, I'm just saying, I mean, these people have a major problem. A major problem, and that's why you notice there are some people who are trying to keep their head down right now and to try to stay away from all this. This issue in New York, though, and how this plays out with Zoran Mandami, and just so you know, that the breaking news is that they just had a dignified transfer of the New York City police officer who was killed in New York City. And the dignified transfer that took place here with the police officer, very, very sad. Officer Didarul Islam was his name. He was working extra in security. It's what some cops do, and they start out and they try to make some extra money. So he was in uniform, and that was something that the I was listening to Paul Morrow explain this earlier, that the unions had worked out with the city to be able to do that so cops could make extra money. And killed in the line of duty, and there you go. Let me play some audio of that for you. This is Mayor Eric Adams, who, remember, is still running for mayor. He's still in the race. And maybe this will help him. Maybe this will help stop Mandami. I don't know. But the mayor explained what happened here. The suspect went to the wrong floor. He was on Fox 5 New York, cut number 11.
What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, great question. There are two different elevator banks, and as you know, anyone that's in many of our corporate buildings, some banks don't go to every floor. He appeared to have gone to the wrong bank, and he ended up on the floor of Rudin Management. And you see on the videos that he discharged the weapon several times. And we must commend Rudin Management for the safety precautions that they've put in place, even a safe bathroom where you can lock it down with a bulletproof door. Some of the staffers use that. It's unfortunate that during these days and times, active shooter drills are taking place all across the country, and Rudin Management did their job of clearly having those active shooter drills, and the staffers who were in the building were able to utilize some of the safe rooms, and I believe it played a great role in saving lives of some of the staffers. It was after 6 p.m. And so many people were no longer in the office, but he appeared to have gone to the wrong floor and due to the wrong elevator bank, where you could see on the front desk which elevator bank was the NFL, but he did not go to that bank.
And the when this happened, by the way, CNN described the shooting suspect as possibly white, which has led to a lot of people just ripping the media for that. I'll get into that in a second. But here's the NYPD commissioner, Jessica Tisch, explaining what happened here and how this guy has a documented mental health history. This is from last night's press conference. The question that I have is, what drugs was he on? You know, we always have this conversation. Whenever these things happen, we have all these conversations about guns. We never talk about the drugs. We never talk about what medication he was on. And, you know, and I don't know. All I know is he had medications with him. But, like, for example, I mean, we know that psychotropic drugs have some effects on people that cause them to be suicidal. There's black box warnings on things. Do you know there's black box warnings now on these weight loss drugs that are all the rage? Ozempic and the others. And there's black box warnings on them. They call it depression, suicidal thoughts, changes in mood. Again, I don't know what the guy was on, but I know that we in this country, we hand out drugs like they're candy. Like, for, I mean, you could go online right now without even seeing a doctor and get prescribed pretty much anything you want, anything you want. You don't even have to see a physician. You can get, you hear the commercials they play on our station. You can get compounded drugs, they're called. So they're not FDA regulated, but they're the same active ingredients. You can go on all these sites and you can get whatever. And you can get ADD drugs. You can get Ritalin and you can get antidepressants. And you never even have to physically see a provider. Now, I don't know, but I know the guy had medication on him because I kept hearing that report. We don't know what, but the guy was mentally ill. All right. What was he on? You know, you have school shooters, and then we immediately talk about the guns. We don't talk about were they on something? Were they on drugs? Were they on prescribed medications? We live in a society right now that is over-medicated, and it's just getting to the point of almost sheer ridiculous now. Ridiculous is now with how easy it is to get access to things, to get access to pretty much everything. I mean, if you want a shot to lose weight, you just have to go online and fill out a quick assessment. If you want a, you know, better performance in the bedroom, you just go online and fill out an assessment and you get your pills in the mail. It's an amazing time to be alive, but there's also ramifications for all of these things. The other thing, too, is that he had pot on him. And, you know, I'm not anti-marijuana necessarily, but I don't use it. But some people swear by it for pain management and other things. But, you know, I mean, it's stronger now than it was. Could have had an effect on the guy. But they always go right to the guns. They always go right to the guns and never if there's any underlying things that could have led to this. And if it was the fact that he had concussions and he had that had caused brain trauma and brain injury, and then there were medications given for that. Could the medications that are given for that lead to the behavior? We don't want to have that conversation. There's too much money tied to big pharma. There's too much money tied to that. And guns become an easy target. So you already have the New York governor, you know, calling for gun control and the typical people on the left coming out and calling for gun control and, you know, everything else. Wouldn't have made a difference in this case. But they won't call for crackdowns on the prescribing of, say, psychotropic medications and whether or not these things are causing an uptick in homicidal behavior or violent behavior in general. You know. But anyway, here's the NYPD commissioner from last night. This is cut number 5.
Inside of that vehicle, officers found a rifle case with rounds, a loaded revolver, ammunition and magazines, a backpack, and medication prescribed to Mr. Tamora. The vehicle was searched by our bomb squad and found to be clear of any explosives. The initial investigation shows that Mr. Tamora's vehicle traveled cross-country through Colorado on July 26th, then Nebraska and Iowa on July 27th, and then in Columbia, New Jersey, as recently as 4:24 p.m. today. The vehicle entered New York City shortly thereafter. According to our law enforcement partners in Las Vegas, Mr. Tamora has a documented mental health history. His motives are still under investigation, and we are working to understand why he targeted this particular location.
Okay. Now, let's understand, too, that the Democrat reaction to this, which is right out of the playbook, right out of the textbook, coming from the governor of New York City, Kathy Hochul, and, you know, she goes right there and cut number nine.
Everyone is just wondering, you know, is this a one-off? Could this happen again? I mean, you know, that sense of security is shattered when someone comes from another state carrying an assault weapon designed only for battlefields, but intending to use that to commit mayhem and mass murder in our cities. So the motivation has to be investigated, but there seems to be a linkage based on his own note at the end that has been revealed by the police department about the NFL. And, you know, if it's someone who played high school sports and believes that that resulted in CTE, which is, you know, a brain injury, it's hard to know. I just spoke to the commissioner of the NFL to express our condolences, and you know, everyone's in shock. I mean, this is a terrifying event to unfold in our populated city or actually anywhere. But again, let's talk about how this happened. Yeah. Yeah. Happening because there are still assault weapons in our country.
Okay, this is happening because there are still assault weapons in our country, right? Right? This is the issue. It's the guns. It's not the mental health. It's not the fact that this guy's a whack job. It may not be the fact that this guy was on things. And every gun is meant for a field. Every single one of them is meant for a battlefield. But again, she goes on CNN with Manu Raju and again goes right down the road of gun control. Cut number 10.
But Governor, even when Joe Biden was president and Democrats controlled Congress, your party did not pass a ban on semi-automatic rifles, even in the wake of really horrific mass shootings like this one. So what makes you think that anything would be different now? And do you fault your own party for not acting on this when you were in charge?
I'm looking for political courage. I'm looking for people to stand up for the people of this nation and say enough is enough. How much more slaughter do we have to endure because of these assault weapons? We had this happen in my hometown of Buffalo in 2022. You remember 10 people shopping at a Topps grocery store in a black part of our city. This individual targeted them, a white supremacist, because of the color of their skin. They were slaughtered, gunned down with the same kind of weapon. We sprung into action. We made sure that our laws were tougher and tighter, and we're doing much more to keep people safe in the state of New York. But I don't want to be having my residents affected by someone coming from another state who could easily get their hands on this assault weapon, travel across multiple states, and do what they did just yesterday. So I want to be able to protect New Yorkers. It's my number one priority. And it's hard to do it when other states aren't stepping up, and certainly Congress has let us down.
So then they need a national ban. And here we are again with the national ban. And this is Richie Torres right now, Congressman. It took about 5 minutes, 5 minutes for them to come out and start talking about banning guns, military style weapons. You know what else they use in the military? Knives, too. They use knives. They use guns. They use lots of different things in the military. But let's just, you know, leave that aside for a second. And I'm curious. I mean, if this guy had used a handgun, like what would they say? Because people kill people with handguns. The fact that he used an AR-15 is that's like catnip for the left. They just love that because they want this ban so bad. This has been one of their hallmark things. They had it, did nothing. They had a ban on AR-15s for a while, did nothing. This assault weapon ban, and they love to say that, and they love the term, and they love to go out there and scream for that. And every time there's something like this happens, they go right there. It's never about the drugs, the mind. It's never about the mental health. It's always about the gun constantly, and then with the bans, cut number 8.
And I find it to be absolute insanity that we allow weapons of war to just flow freely on the streets of America. And even though New York State and New York City have the strictest gun laws in the nation, those gun laws can only take you so far if guns can easily cross state boundaries. And this is exactly what happened here.
And in New York, is your understanding that it would have been easy for him to obtain this AR-15 weapon if he purchased it here?
I think it would have been easier for him to obtain it in Nevada. I mean, we have much stricter gun laws here in New York.
Yeah.
But again, what we desperately need is a national ban on military-style weapons, because we have far too many guns in America, far too few regulations of those guns.
So these people just make me sick. They really do, because it's constantly about the wrong things all the time. And Justin, what did you text me? You sent me a...
We have a cut. We just added one of Cory Booker about like 15 minutes ago was losing his mind on the state of the Democratic Party on the Senate floor.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we'll play that. But my mother just weighed in. Rich, you're wrong about some meds. Pain meds for people who really need them have trouble getting them from the doctor and the pharmacy. That's true. That's true. It is tough to get pain meds. But typically, taking like opioids, for example, is addictive. I don't think there's been any correlation with violence, though. So what I was referring to was drugs that could have potential side effects of violence that typically come with black box warnings. And by the way, if you want to get pain drugs easily, Philly's right across the river. Fentanyl, you can get it everywhere. Of course I'm kidding, but no, opioids are tough to get. Pain meds are tough to get, but pain meds don't, as far as I know, right? I mean, I don't think there's a black box warning on pain meds for suicidal, depressive, or violent behavior like there are on some of these GLP-1 drugs, psychotropic drugs, stimulant drugs, some of these others. That's what I was referring to. I just threw in the Viagra one for fun because, you know, you can get that pretty easily. I'm told. So I've been told. I don't need that. I don't personally. But I hear the commercials on our station all the time. Don't you think, guys, we play those commercials quite a bit? I mean, I hear them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Every commercial break.
you'd be surprised to know what commercial's going to be first in the next break.
Is it a drug for better performance in the bedroom?
There's a chance it might be.
Well, you can see, right?
Yeah, no, I know for a fact that it is, in fact,
a
better performing drug.
Yes, I knew it. They asked me years ago, sales asked me years ago. They said, would you ever endorse a drug like that? I said, absolutely, but here's what I would say. Well, I don't need it. You may. And if you do, use the one that I would use if I did need it. And I thought that would have been a great marketing campaign. You know what I mean? But I would have...
They didn't bite.
They didn't bite on that one. I thought that would have been brilliant.
Yeah, plus I think you like need to use the product in order to endorse it. You can't just like hypothetically use it in an alternate universe.
I would say, like, if I hypothetically ever needed this, this is the one I would hypothetically use in said hypothetical universe. And if you use my promo code Zioli, you'll not only get savings so that your wallet will go up, but other things. And they were like, you know what? We're not even going to have this conversation.
That makes sense to me. Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the minute I start to riff, they were like, okay, you know what? We're done. Get out of here. Get out of the office. I was like, okay, fine. Like, fine. Be like, what's that in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me? Or is that, oh, the savings in your wallet? Oh!
That's a good line, actually.
Can't believe sales didn't bite on that.
That right? one was good. I liked that one.
See that? Thank you. I know. Brilliance. But... You know, they're like, but you'd have to use it. I was like, but I don't need it. And that's what, you know. So anyway, you'll hear that commercial coming up next. So it just won't be from me. But I do really go to the Grand Hotel of Cape May. That I do. And I have a great time there. And everybody who comes to our live shows has a great time. And our next and final live show of the summer and who knows, maybe of my career, August 15th. Because that's just, you know, the nature of what I do. I always approach every day like it's my last show. And you should, too. And you should come to our show on August 15th and approach it like it could be our last live show together at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. So be there. And now's the time to make your September to Remember vacation plans, where you'll save 10% off room rates and get resort credits. And you'll enjoy what I think is the most beautiful time of year down the Jersey Shore, which is the fall. I mean, September, the crowds are gone. You have the place to yourself and wonderful people there at the Grand Hotel will take great care of you. So go there now and make your reservation by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Beautiful outdoor heated pool, beautiful indoor heated pool, restaurant right on site. And you can use those resort credits at Hemingway's restaurant for great food and drinks, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand. And I don't know if they're full for August. They might be, but if not, go online and try to get a room for that weekend. We'll be there on the 15th. But to come to the show, you don't need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. Just come to the live show 3 to 7 p.m. And if you're thinking about a wedding or a baby shower, bridal shower, family reunion, corporate event, Grand Hotel Cape May, my friend Caitlin will put together the best event for you, and you will absolutely have the time of your life. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I'll see you there. August 15th.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.